For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Who is he that overcometh the world? But he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God. Well, greetings. This is day 7 in this 7-day series. This is the last day, and I hope you've listened to all of them so far. If not, we started on the 21st. Well, our topic this week is overcoming the world. And to recap what we have discussed the last 6 days, briefly, we looked at several verses in Revelation, promises to the overcomer. We also saw how being born of God affects overcoming the world. And we talked about what the world is, the systems of the world. We tried to answer the question, what does it mean to overcome the world or the world systems? We also saw how there are two kingdoms, the kingdom of this world and the kingdom of God, and that we are either citizens of one kingdom or the other. We also saw how we can be an overcomer. And yesterday, we asked the question, are we living an overcoming life? So that leaves us with the last couple of questions for today's inspiration. How is our faith the victory that overcomes the world? How is our faith the victory that overcomes the world? In our verse, it says, for whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. So we're going to talk about that question, how is the faith the victory that overcomes the world? And we're also going to talk about, is everyone who professes to believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God overcoming the world? And again, in our verse, it says, who is he that overcometh the world but he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God? So those verses are in 1 John 5, verses 4 and 5. 1 John 5, 4 and 5. Think of faith in God as a key to unlocking a door. Think of a very secure building, say a bank. The doors are locked. There is a security system in place if someone would try to break in. Cameras all around. And inside the building is a huge safe with lots of money. Well, there is a key to enter that building and a key to access the safe that has the money. You need that key to get into the bank, and you need that key to the safe of money. Faith in God is the key to everything in our Christian life. Faith in God is the key to the door of salvation. The Bible says, for by grace are you saved through faith. We're saved through faith. It's by grace, the grace of God, that we're saved, and it's through our faith that we're, how we access that salvation, how we access the door of salvation. So faith is the key to the door of salvation. Faith is also the key to abiding in Christ. Faith in God is the key to a fruitful life, and faith in God is the key to victory over sin. Faith in God is the key to obedience to our Lord, and faith in God is the key to a spirit-filled life. And also, faith in God is the key to overcoming the world. Faith in God is the key to overcoming the world. So how do we get faith? Well, the Bible tells us in Romans 10:17, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. And there is something about God's word when we read it and we see what it says and we let God speak to our heart and we see the we don't just read the pages and say, okay, well, that's it, but we ponder it, we meditate upon it, and we think about what God has said, and we see how it is one message from the beginning of Genesis to the end of Revelation, and we see the beauty of God's word. We study it out. We get faith. We become believers. And so faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. Everyone has faith in something. And I want to explain that. We lived in Africa for a few years. And if your child was sick, you know, you're a national there, you're a African and your child is sick or you need rain, people have faith that if they would sacrifice a chicken, the rain would come, or they would sacrifice a chicken or maybe a pigeon or a guinea fowl or maybe even a goat or something like that, and their child would recover, would get well. And so people, they have faith in that. They believe that. That's what they've been told. That's what they've been, they believe. And so they will do it. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean that their children all get well and the rain comes, but it's still, they have faith in it and they will do that thing. They will do the sacrifice. They will do whatever it takes because they've been told and that's what they believe. What we do is really what we believe. There's also there in Africa that in the one of the northern tribes that if they would feed their children eggs or meat, their young children now, after they've been weaned, and if they would feed them eggs or meat, that they would grow up to be a thief. And nobody wanted a thief as a child, so as their child, so this is what they truly believe, that if they would feed them eggs or meat, then their children would grow up to be thieves. So they didn't feed them eggs and meat. And you know what happened? Their diet was very poor. Mainly they fed them only corn. And we were running a little prevention clinic at the time. We were taking all these records of people when they were coming in, how many children they've had, how many children have died. And by our records, we did several hundred, I'm not sure how many, but by our records, one out of three children died before the age of five. That's an incredibly high death rate, but it was mainly, a lot of it was due to their diet was so poor. They usually, after they were weaned, they did very poorly, and they would get sick, and they would die. But that was what they believed. They believed that if they would feed their children eggs or meat, that they would be thieves. So they didn't feed them those things and give them a balanced diet. If people believe in evolution, the way that those people look at things will be so much different than someone who believes in God who created the universe. And they'll act differently. They'll live completely differently than somebody who believes in a creator. If you believe in Plexus. Now, this is a product. Maybe you're not familiar with this, but it's popular around our area. There's all kinds of products, Plexus products, vitamins, and I don't even know what all there. But if you believe in Plexus, that it's going to heal you, that it's going to be good for you and all of this, you're going to talk about it, and you're going to tell people about it. And you're going to become a Plexus evangelist, can I say? The good news about Plexus, well, if we really believe in the gospel, we really believe in the good news of Jesus Christ, that he can set people free of their sin and that they don't have to die and go to hell, we will also talk about it if we truly believe. If we don't really believe, then we're going to be silent. We're going to be quiet. We're not going to tell people that. So your faith in whatever will be the controlling influence in your life. If you're a sister and you really believe that God wants you to wear a head covering during your waking hours so that you can be ready to pray or speak to your children or others about the things of God, you will do it. You'll wear a head covering. It won't be just a church thing. It won't be just a Sunday morning thing. It'll be an everyday thing. If we do anything so we can come to church and be acceptable but live different the rest of the week, we are only being a hypocrite. We have a wrong understanding of the church. The church is not Sunday morning or a building. The church is the people of God that lives, eats, drinks, and thinks different than the world 24/7. It is your faith that is the victory that overcomes the world. It is through faith in God, His Word, His plan for the church, His kingdom here on this earth, that is the victory that overcomes the world. And for the last question is, everyone who professes to believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God overcoming the world? No, not everyone who professes, but everyone who truly believes or has the faith that we have been talking about. They're going to live it. They're going to walk it. They're going to overcome the world because they really believe in the message of the Bible, the message of God, the gospel, the plan of salvation. So that's our inspiration for today. God bless you. Thank you for calling in this week. And if you want to leave a voicemail, you can do that by pressing 099, and that'll bring you to the voicemail. So thanks again for calling in, and God bless you.